News on Katy Perry, Snooki, and Kim Kardashian. Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was here with Ralphie tonight. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi will start off with Katy Perry, who rocked the Super Bowl halftime show. And sometimes when you got to be on national TV and you're wearing a dress, that dress costs a pretty penny. How much was one of Katy's dresses?
Ralphie, this is unbelievable. I'm sure you remember her flame dress that she wore throughout the show, right?
Yes, I do, yes.
Well, apparently that outfit cost $20,000 just for that one outfit.
That's what some people make in a year.
I don't know if I would spend $20,000 on a flame dress, but to each their own.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi recap of the week that was. So we haven't heard too much from Snooki lately. We know that she had the spinoff from Jersey Shore with Jay Wow as they each have gone through motherhood. Might Snooki be returning to another TV network soon, though?
Well, that's what our sources are telling us. Apparently, she's been tweeting about the Real Housewives of New Jersey for quite some time now, and sources are telling us that she actually wants to be on the show. So Snooki could be the next Real Housewife of New Jersey.
I mean, I think she'd be a good fit, right?
I think so, too. I feel like we've seen her fight. We've seen her drink. I think she could throw down with Teresa.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Kim Kardashian. Now, we had this story about Jennifer Lawrence a few weeks ago about J-Law accidentally going into a men's bathroom. Kim Kardashian also recently spotted going into the men's room, but was it an accident or no?
Not this time. This one was on purpose. Apparently, going into men's rooms is a trend in Hollywood these days. But she was at El Pasillo in L.A., and she was waiting online for the women's room. But apparently, Kim Kardashian does not like to wait. So what did she do? Of course, she asked to see if anyone was inside the men's room. No one answered, so she just barged right on in. But you know what's so funny is that this is not the only bathroom incident in the Kardashian West family. Apparently, Kim's baby daughter, North, is also a bathroom diva because she took Kanye's phone and put it in the toilet and flushed it.
Life and Style Weekly. Hey, you can read more of those stories in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, can we say on air that this is the last time you're going to be joining us with Life and Style?
Unfortunately, yes. On to bigger and new adventures.
Well, we have loved you, and I'm sure this will not be the last time we chat with you, but congratulations on your run with Life and Style, and we look forward to your next move, Jordy. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.